Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
She is beautiful, rich, and famous. She has two television shows, one of which is named after her. She has her own foundation that helps deprived girls. She's been to bed with Barack Obama. She's taking a course at Harvard Business School on how to be an entrepreneur. All morning I've been attempting to make sense of Tyra Banks' achievements, but there is one detail that keeps tripping me up. It's not the fact that the supermodel bedded the president, as, in truth, she only went to bed with someone pretending to be him while she pretended to be Michelle for a photo shoot in Harper's Bazaar. The bit that I can't make any sense of is the news that she has enrolled at HBS. There are three reasons people pay through the nose to go there. Some want to learn how to make money, but Tara knows how to do that already. Some want to meet people who will help them make money. But Tara's dance card is already full enough with business contacts. Her boyfriend has been called the most successful black investment banker in the US. And some go because they hope employers will think the Harvard badge is worth paying extra for. But Tara is not going to be applying for any job, so this doesn't apply either. Tara Banks may be doing something entirely novel. She may have enrolled purely and simply because she believes she will learn something. The course she has registered on is the Owner President Management Programme, which consists of a mere 3 weeks a year for 3 years at a total cost of almost $100,000, or about $2,000 per day. To get an idea of what this buys, I watched a video in which one of the professors, Linda Applegate, drones on in front of a flowchart on which arrows representing strategy, value and capabilities are linked together in a circle. I sincerely hope Tara will have the wit to see that such things are more vacuous than virtuous. To get this dreary prof out of my mind, I then watched a clip on YouTube of Tara herself in action on America's Next Top Model. To one contestant, she says in a voice like honey, I admire your emotion right now. To another, she lets rip. How dare you? Stop it. Learn something from this. Both carrots and sticks are things of beauty from her. She is sweet and terrifying and entirely charismatic. Tara should be teaching Linda something about leadership, not vice versa. At the very least, the model will have the chance to learn a whole new language. Here is how she currently expresses herself on Twitter. Talk sufficiently engaging to have got more than 2.6 million followers. Belly button talk time. I used to be an outie, now I'm an innie. Weird. Maybe I'm an alien. You, outie or innie. And how often you clean it? It's quite a stretch from belly buttons to the language spoken by her classmates. One alumnus is quoted on the HBS's website saying, "The interaction with fellow attendees on a personal level facilitated powerful interlearning." Another attests that it helped him see his business from a globalistic point of view. Even if Tara can pick up the argo in a few weeks, I'm worried what will happen as a result. If she tries talking on TV about globalistic views and facilitating powerful interlearning, she may find ratings collapse and that she's out on her pretty ear. There is only one way in which Tara's trip to Harvard makes any sense. She never went to college, and it's possible that, like many self-made people, she feels that there is something she's missed out on. In the Harper's Bazaar shoot, both members of the faux first couple were wearing Harvard sweatshirts. Maybe Tara just longs for one for real. Going to HBS puts polyfiller in that chip on her shoulder. In the end, this story is about brands. While nothing tangible has been created, everyone's brand gets miraculously enhanced. A model sits in a classroom for a few weeks while people talk tediously, and thus she extends her brand of beauty to include brains too. Harvard Business School's fusty brand, meanwhile, gets a frosting of glamour, while it pockets cash from another sucker. And what of Tara's course mates, who are mostly male and mostly plain? She has posted a picture of them on Twitter and written, "Enriching my mind with these amazing buddies. They are so intelligent. Geniuses." The geniuses are smiling more broadly than is normal in class photos. Value appears to have been created for them too. Tara at Harvard is win-win-win all the way.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.